The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, on the matter of human behaviour, earlier this week we heard of a possible government campaign to hire influencers to bring COVID-19 messaging to younger people. But who are these influencers and what kind of money do they make? Liam Geraghty has been finding out about hashtag influencer life.
I got paid $3,000 to do an Instagram promotion for prunes, which, like, to be fair, I did discover a love for prunes that I never knew I had before then.
There are some occupations where all you have to do is mention the job title and people will recoil. Clampers, the tax man, and of course, dare I say it, social influencers.
My name is Michael Burke. I'm a business account manager at Selfmade, which is an ad tech startup here in New York City.
Michael says not all companies have drunk from the influencer fountain, but he says it's only a matter of time.
But you know, in a couple of years' time, influencer marketing will be like a core part of everyone's marketing strategy, and it'll be like a core marketing channel for most people.
Last year, the number of Instagram posts with the hashtag ad rose more than 48%.
It's like an $8 billion industry at the moment, and by 2022, it's going to double. So you'll see a lot of brands getting up to speed with the importance of Instagram and influencer marketing and the return on investment from it. You know, if you do influencer marketing well, and if you have a good product and a replenishable product, you know, the ROI is definitely there.
Michael says, while you might think brands would try and get big celebrities with millions of followers, micro-influencers make up 40% of brands' annual spending.
If you're a makeup artist, you know, if you're in the beauty space or if you're in the fashion space, and you do that kind of as your career anyway, when people kind of come to your page, if you have, you know, 20, 25,000 followers, they kind of see you as, you know, a person of legitimacy, I guess. So yeah, a lot of these people, their whole career wouldn't be kind of being an influencer.
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I really hope everyone is having the best day.
Cork woman Miriam Mullins has nearly 50,000 followers on Instagram and over 315,000 on TikTok.
I started doing Snapchat stories and that like kind of blew up for me. Like I used to just go on every day in my Snapchat stories, just like talk about my day. And I think I reached about 25,000 views like every day on Snapchat, which was mad.
Miriam was just doing it for fun. She didn't set out to be an influencer.
I either wanted to be a TV presenter or a vet.
Her videos were everything from style tips to impressions of her mother.
Oh my God, right, so she actually didn't know for ages that I was taking the mick out of her, like on my TikToks. And my mom works in a shop and people were coming in like, oh my God, you're the mammy, like Miriam's mammy.
Hashtag Irish mammies. Miriam first got paid to do an ad 2 years ago.
It wasn't a lot of money, but at the time I was like, oh my God, this is so cool or whatever.
Miriam also has a job in hospitality, but on the influencer side of things, she's now with an agency and does ads for a lot of big brands.
Yeah, it's only in the last few months really that I kind of realised, oh my God, this could actually be a career for me, like if I keep going with it and stuff.
Hi, my name is Rosemary McCabe and I am what I would term a recovering influencer.
Rosemary focuses on writing now, but a few years ago she made a living off brand collaborations.
People often, I think, get really up in arms at the idea that you're getting paid $3,000 to post one thing on Instagram. Whereas for me, if I think about it, I mean, obviously, look, I was the one taking the money, so I'm bound to defend it. But at the same time, I had spent 10 years building up my social media profiles, like being active online, tweeting incessantly during the late in the hopes that it might like increase my Twitter following.
Rosemary, Miriam and Michael all say that influencers get a bad rap and that what they're doing isn't really that different from any other form of advertising.
It's almost like when you say the word influencer, you can see people like cats, like all the little hairs standing up on their back where they're like, I'm not being influenced. Like, it's never bothered me because I literally will buy anything from an Instagram ad and I know that.
There's this whole thing about like influencers going abroad in the middle of the pandemic. Some of us wouldn't do that, but it's just we're all being made an example of kind of. That's a little bit annoying for like someone like me.
I have 422 Instagram followers. How much money can I make?
Well, you have more than me for starters anyway, so that's a good start. I'm not too sure. I'm sure we could get you a couple of deals. As you said, there's a lot of micro-influencers.
They'd have to be fairly micro now for...
Well, maybe you have a very kind of a niche demographic there, a niche audience, so maybe we could do something there.
Oh, I'm sure Liam's followers aren't niche. They're more than niche. I'd say they're a very discerning bunch.